Most Colorado adults have a job. In fact, the state's unemployment rate is below the national average. But staying employed isn't always easy for people with mental illness. And there's a decades-old state program that's working to change that. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports.
Clark Bacco loves to play his harmonica. He's using it as an icebreaker for the orientation session he's leading in the conference room at Frontier House in Greeley.
It's a program of the North Range Behavioral Health, but we are also part of Clubhouse International.
Clubhouse International has 300 sites in more than 30 countries. Like Frontier House, they are open to any adult with a history of mental illness.
I did have a history of substance use disorder throughout my life, but that really was just masking the fringes of a depression and anxiety that ended up resulting in a bipolar diagnosis.
The mission is to end social and economic isolation by providing a place to belong and contribute.
Well, it's definitely helped me get back into the swing of things.
Those who join Frontier House are called members. They work alongside a small staff and help with daily operations, like answering the phone, bookkeeping, and preparing meals. Experiences that will translate from the clubhouse to getting a job.
I think the employment piece is necessary.
Juanice Armstrong is one of two employment specialists at Frontier House. Employment is a cornerstone of the clubhouse model.
Once you start working, you become identified as a member of society who's working and becoming productive and contributing to society rather than sitting on a couch somewhere.
According to national data, two-thirds of people with serious mental illnesses, like bipolar or depression, want to work, but only 15% are employed. Armstrong helps members into the workforce through individual placement and support, or IPS.
What's really important is that when we meet people, we don't have jobs ready for them.
She brings members into the process, finding out what they want to do. They work together on resumes and preparing for interviews. Then she goes out and talks to employers to find out what they need. It's like a matchmaking service for jobs. Howard Taft Norvell III sits in one of the offices wearing a black bomber jacket and brown cap. He's older and has been a member for about 15 years.
It's like a little family.
Norvell landed a part-time job as a driver, delivering auto parts to local mechanics.
After getting a degree, I wanted to try something in the job market, fairly easy, just to see if I could handle the routine of basic 9-to-5, whatever you want to call it.
Colorado received a federal grant in the mid-2000s to implement IPS in three community mental health centers. Today, it's administered by the Office of Behavioral Health, and funding comes from the state's general fund. Paul Barnett is the Associate Director for Adult Treatment and Recovery. He says employment can lead to better health.
It's really becoming known that it's a critical piece of people's recovery from either mental health or substance use problems.
IPS served more than 3,500 Coloradans over the past year, and within this group, their employment rate was 50%. That's higher than the national average for IPS participants.
They benefit tremendously. I mean, their mental health problems decrease, the cost of providing mental health services decreases, psychiatric hospitalizations go down.
Back at orientation, Clark Bacco continues his presentation at Frontier House for two new members.
We're going to ask you just to state for today three goals.
Bacco came here about 2.5 years ago after he was discharged from a nursing home. He knew about it from a buddy and quickly got involved.
Frontier House keeps me active, gives me self-worth, or that's what I get out of it. And they provide the opportunity for all that.
Bacco says his life outside the clubhouse has been impacted too. He now volunteers with churches and mental health organizations. And when he's ready, Frontier House will help him find a job. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.